This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Friday, April 6th, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Christians in Nepal are among the fastest-growing Christian communities in the world. And now, Nepal's home minister has said the new government will crack down on religious conversions. In a new national plan unveiled on Monday, the minister said, quote, "Attempts are being made to push the country into conflict through Christianity. A new strategy should be devised to consolidate national unity," end quote. Nepal's constitution recognizes religious freedom. But the country also has a law banning religious conversions. When instructed by officials in their day not to teach in the name of Jesus, the apostles replied in Acts 5:29, "We ought to obey God rather than men." Over Easter weekend, the Chinese government began to enforce its ban on the sale of Bibles through the internet. Now, those attempting to get a copy of the scriptures must go to state-sanctioned churches. Interestingly, the Chinese government also released a white paper on religious freedom this week, the first one in 21 years. The paper emphasized control over Christianity by the Communist Party of China. Nearly 400 nurses in the UK are protesting the proposed support by the Royal College of Nurses for a move to decriminalize all murder of unborn children in Britain. UK abortion businesses like the British Pregnancy Advisory Service are working to move multiple medical associations in favor of legalizing abortion up until birth. Australian rugby star Israel Folau drew criticism recently for saying that those living homosexual lives were going to hell, quote, "unless they repent of their sins and turn to God," end quote. Rugby Australia immediately distanced itself from Folau. The Christian rugby player also sparked criticism after opposing homosexual faux marriage ahead of the country's national referendum on the issue last year. Paul asked the church in 1 Corinthians 6, 9-11, "Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you, but you were washed, but you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God." After a meeting with the National Security Council, President Donald Trump announced his intentions to withdraw U.S. troops from Syria.
"We'll be coming out of Syria like very soon. Let the other people take care of it now,"
Trump told a news conference on Tuesday. Quote, "I want to bring our troops back home. I want to start rebuilding our nation," end quote. There are currently 2,000 U.S. troops in Syria where a fight has been waged against ISIS. Multiple U.S. states are going after 4-H, the popular century-old youth organization, with new transgendered policies, reports WorldNetDaily.com. Operating under the U.S. Department of Agriculture and local state university extension departments, 4-H began to help connect public school education with rural agricultural involvement. Iowa's 4-H organization recently announced its plan to adopt the USDA guidance of, quote, "inclusion of all gender identities, gender expressions, sexual orientations, and sexes," end quote. Other states involved in this push include California, Oregon, Idaho, and New York. A 39-year-old woman opened fire on Tuesday at YouTube's headquarters in San Bruno, California, injuring 3 people before killing herself. The woman allegedly, quote-unquote, hated the company, which she claimed compensated her unfairly for her videos and censored her views, reports Fox News. And finally, a Texas megachurch has helped 4,000 families in their area get rid of their medical debts amounting to $10.5 million, reports the Christian Post. Stephen Hayes, senior pastor of Covenant Church of Carrollton, announced this past Sunday that additional giving allowed the church to donate $100,000 to an organization that purchases medical debts for pennies on the dollar, forgiving families their debts. Acts 20, verse 35 says, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." And that's the worldview in 5 minutes on this Friday, April 6th in the year of our Lord, 2018. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. If you want the right worldview for your news, you'll want the right worldview for your children's education. That's why we've produced the Worldviews in Conflict curriculum for your teens. It's a curriculum that will equip them to engage the war of the worlds. Check it out at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.